hello, everyone. Welcome to the Eloquent Exchange. My name is Rashida Boyd. Happy New Year. We are in 2025, and it is coming in with a bang. We started off with a whole lot of snow. None of us really needed that. Caused a lot of issues with the school district. A lot of people had a lot of accidents. Kids seemed to enjoy it because they got an extra week off from school, but the parents did not enjoy it because we had to come up with the extra week worth of snacks, zoom zooms, wham whams, and all kind of things. But I think the goal was to keep everyone safe. There still are piles of snow outside. The temperature just hasn't risen to where it's hot enough to melt the snow. I heard that in the city, the streets are like horrible. Not sure what they can do about that. I think it's because so many people park on the street that the trucks weren't able to get down the streets to do anything about it. But hopefully it'll warm up and the sun will melt everything away. So we are blessed to have made it to 2025. Unfortunately, some of us did not make it to 2025. Let's say rest in peace to those who did not see 2025, and rest in peace to those who did see 2025, but passed shortly thereafter. Had a very dear friend of mine recently passed. So, rest in peace to those who passed on. And how is your 2025 going? For me, 2025 is starting out a tad bit confusing for me, you know? And, I was taught that, God is not the author of confusion. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know if God is just stepping back and just letting things happen. But I hope he jump in here pretty soon, because this ain't quite right. It's like the goal is to create a lot of division. And I'm not sure, like, why? Seems like a lot of the stuff that's coming about, it's been tried before. It didn't work then. It's a new generation of people. I highly doubt it's going to work now. But why cause so much angst and stress and confusion and division amongst people? I don't understand. But lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord. But what I will say, if you've learned nothing in this short snapping in of 2025, you should at least be inquiring on, if you have not already, like starting your own business or researching or pursuing multiple streams of income, because I don't know what's going on. It's just a different temperature, atmosphere. Don't know. Not sure what's really going on. It's just weird. You don't know who is what, and it's a whole bunch of you know. You don't know who for you. But some people are letting you know right through the door, we don't like you. You ain't did nothing to them, but they ain't for you. All the way against you. So, but I guess it's better to know up front what you're dealing with. So you know what to do. But there are so many people, especially women, minorities, people that fall in the DEI category who have vast amounts of education where you can start your own businesses, schools, all sorts of things. So I guess I'm wondering, like, what is it going to take for that to take place? Sometimes it's like, if you're not invited, build your own. And that seems to be what it's coming down to, because I don't understand how you fire people who were in place who knew or were well qualified, and you replace them with people who don't have any qualifications in that area. I think we're going to be targets for some pretty bad stuff. I pray it doesn't happen, but I think other countries are looking at us like, uh-oh. So, with that said, how I would love to know how your 2025 is going. Like I said, mine started off with death of a friend, death of a cousin. Just a weird vibe. Snow. Lots and lots of snow. It's just weird. It's not. Maybe God's trying to get our attention. Maybe that's it. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Because something's just, it's not right. But we need to get it together. Because what I do know, and what they know, is that we can't come together. That's always been our downfall. But on the other hand, when we do come together, some folks came and burnt it up. But we need to come together again, because we don't have any schools, no hospitals, no grocery stores. We really don't have many stores, period, that are like chains, you know. And we can do it. There's too many of us. We have way too much power with our money. And we buy way too much stuff. We don't produce anything. And we need to flip that around. Or at least turn it a little bit. Because that's just not good. I know a lot of people are buying land or becoming like farmers, which is awesome. Or learning to live off of their land, becoming self-sufficient. And that is so awesome. So if nothing else, you know, more people need to look into that. Of course, that's in like rural areas if you want to get any kind of assistance. But I don't even know if they're even giving that type of assistance anymore federally. I guess you got to look into that too. But yes, it's coming in with a bang. I'm just curious to see how everyone else is going. Their 2025 is coming in. Because it's here. And it's pow, just pew, kicked in, boom. But I heard someone say something about the eggs and stuff going down in price. Eggs didn't go down, they went up. So, guess that wasn't the truth, huh? Guess I'm gonna have to find me a farmer buddy so we can exchange, we can barter food. Something I'm gonna have to give. I was a little surprised about the Target announcement. One of my favorite people have products there, Miss Tabitha Brown. So I don't know how that's going to go because I love her products, but it's kind of like don't shop where you're not, where you won't be hired type of deal. So I don't know how that's going to go. It's just strange. It's like, what is the goal? I don't think any business wants their bottom line to drop. So why? Like, money is green. Who cares where it comes from? Like, I'm just not understanding what's going on. But I guess sooner or later we'll all know exactly what the end goal was or is. Don't everybody start going and buy a whole bunch of paper towel and toilet paper, though. Let's not do that. Because that seems to be the answer to everything that happens. Everybody goes and buy all the paper towel and all the toilet paper. That's not, please don't go do that. They never buy, like, vegetables or deodorant. Always the paper towel, toilet paper. You can't find that, but you can find pads, and you can even find baby wipes, deodorant, soap. They'll never run out of soap, but they take all the toilet paper and all the paper towel. I ain't figured it out yet. Yeah, and I hope we don't get another, like, COVID or no other disease like that. But if we do, and we are not in the WHO anymore, what are we supposed to do? Some of the stuff, is anybody out there listening to me? Because I don't understand. I'm trying to find some reason, and it probably ain't no reason. But I don't quite understand. It's not making sense. So, I just wanted to get on here. Haven't been on in a while. Life has been lifing. Like I said, those kids, boy. I was about to just start dropping them off at the school at one point. I'm like, look, y'all need to open the door. When we was going to school, they didn't care how much snow we got. We went to school. And y'all let school shut everything. I mean, snow shut everything down. Nah, we went to school. District 61, they didn't care. You was going to school. And now, man, the wind blow too hard. They shut school down. Okay, well, I digress. Let me know how your 2025 is going. Let me know if you think more people need to join together and start businesses if they have not already. If fill in some of those gaps where we need more hospitals and schools and grocery stores and things like that, so we don't have to shop at the same ones and be held hostage by the same ones, so their actions won't affect us. And I would also be curious to know if anyone has any insight as to why everything that has to do with civil rights is trying to be undone. You can't erase history, no matter how hard you try. They tried it before. It's not going to work. Yeah, so let me know what you think. The Eloquent Exchange. Have a great day.